Among many other provisions in the $1.3 billion spending bill signed by President Trump is a fix to the so-called grain glitch, which was a problem some farm state lawmakers pointed out in the GOP tax bill signed late last year. But that's not the only unintended consequence emerging from that law. Groups ranging from farmers to multinational corporations to retailers are pointing out questions or potential problems with the new tax law. With me to talk through this is Sean Novak. He's a clinical associate professor in ASU School of Public Affairs. He's also a former senior accountant and tax policy advisor for the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. And Sean, are you seeing more unintended consequences with this measure than other pieces of legislation?
Absolutely. The entire legislative process here was dramatically compressed. A lot of the provisions that are in this new tax bill, are relatively new provisions that, they haven't been circulated on Capitol Hill for years. And so, people really didn't know a whole lot about them. There was very little room for input and debate on these things. And a lot of this stuff, they're going to just have to figure it out as they go. And that's, on the enforcement side, the government's got to figure out how to enforce these provisions, while at the same time, the tax practitioner community is surely figuring out how to circumvent parts of it as well and use it to their advantage in ways that probably were not intended by the drafters.
Are these issues that folks are finding big issues, little issues, some of both?
Big issues, little issues, and middle-sized issues that, there's a tremendous amount of room for disagreement with a lot of these provisions. And a lot of it just comes down to the drafting was done so quickly that, there just wasn't the normal vetting and thought that could go into the process like you had in prior major tax reforms.
When you talk about vetting, I've spoken with tax lawyers who have told me that one of the things that is often done when drafting tax legislation is you bring in tax lawyers and say, okay, let's say we're going to do this. How would you try to get around that and help your clients not pay that tax? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about here?
Yes. And normally there's time to do that sort of vetting, but the process was so rushed that that just wasn't done at all.
Can you give me an example of something that was in the bill, now law, that, legislators are maybe going to have to go back and try to address at some point?
Well, one of the provisions that was put in is a carve out for partnerships, S-corporations, what are normally referred to as pass-through businesses that allow them a special deduction that's new under the law. And that part of the legislation in particular was drafted hastily. And there's a lot of recognition that that's an area where they're going to have to go back and fix some things. And right now, Treasury Department is trying to issue regulations and provide guidance in that area. But their ability to do that is limited because whatever they do, it has to mesh with what congressional intent was in that area. And right now, that's not really clear.
We should point out that in a number of polls, this law is polling very favorably. People seem to be happy with it. They like it. It gives them optimism. I'm wondering what you make of that, given some of these problems that you're talking about.
Well, most people really, their understanding of it is incredibly shallow. I mean, they've heard a lot about tax cuts, and people are just beginning to have paychecks now that reflect the new withholding and the new law. And, it's going to take people a while to look at their paychecks and decide for themselves, whether they actually got a tax cut under the law.
When we talk about tweaks to the law, changes to the law, that, of course, will require more bills to go through Congress. You've been on Capitol Hill. You've worked with legislators on these kinds of issues. Given the rancor on this issue, do you have any measure of optimism that Democrats and Republicans will be able to work together? Because at least in the Senate, they would theoretically have to work together to some degree to try to get some of these changes through.
Yeah, you have a really good point. It will take bipartisan cooperation to fix the flaws that can be agreed upon in a bipartisan manner. But I would say that right now, the Democrats, they were basically cut out of drafting the legislation completely. And they're not feeling especially cooperative when it comes around to helping their Republican colleagues fix their mistakes.
Without those changes, though, I mean, are we looking at significantly less money coming into the Treasury, or could these be really big problems for the government or the economy going forward if the law stays exactly as it is?
I believe that it would be. There are substantial fixes that are going to have to be made, and they will be made. But the issue is, how long is this going to take? And I wouldn't hold my breath. I think it's going to play out very slowly, but it will happen.
Are you hearing anything, or would you expect that as, you know, we're coming up on tax filing day now, with some of these changes in the law, how is that affecting the process of people filing their taxes?
So really, the current tax filing season really hasn't been affected very much by the new tax law. But, you know, as soon as this filing season is over, you know, IRS resources are going to have to dramatically go towards providing guidance on the new law and getting ready for the changes for the next filing season.
Dr. Sean Novak is a clinical associate professor in ASU's School of Public Affairs, also a former senior accountant and tax policy advisor for the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. Sean, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.